Hello, Main Menu listeners. My name is Matthew Bullis, and I'm back again with another review. I'll try a different setting this time. I took the subwoofer off of Jaws so that it doesn't have as much bass in it. See how that sounds. Sounds pretty good from my end. Maybe you could let me know how you like it. It's just a quick review today. This is a review of yet another CD ripping program, but don't tune out yet. It's kind of unique. It's actually a replacement driver of a CDFS, which is CD file system. I'm going to go to the website now, and we'll hear the website, and then we'll use the tool. It's a very long website URL, so I'm going to give it to you as I type it in. Okay. www.cdpage.com/compact_disc_consulting/cdfsvxd.html, and VXD is Victor X-ray Delta. So it's www.cdpage.com/compact_disc_consulting/cdfsvxd.html, and we'll enter on that, and we'll let the website.
Page has one link. CDFS VXD. A new CDFS VXD. Print directly from CD to MP3. Link download CDFS VXD. Your distroware device driver replaces the Microsoft CDFS VXD compact disk file system in the subdirectory /windows/system/isubz. Go to this directory and rename CDFS VXD to something else. Then download and unzip the files. The files appearing as WAV VS can't be opened from CD in a WAV editor and otherwise treated as WAV files. The best part, of course, is that you can use any WAV to MP3 converter to convert the file directly from the audio CD to MP3 or other compressed format without having first to extract it to hard disk. Saves a lot of space on hard disk and makes the conversion quicker. This driver will work with some drives, but not others. When you open the CD after this replacement driver is installed, you will see two subdirectories on the disk in addition to the audio tracks. These directories are mono and stereo. Under each directory, you will see three additional directories: 11025HZ, 22050HK, and 44100HZ. Opening these directories reveals the WAV files with the usual Windows WAV icons. Right-click on one of the WAV VS and choose Properties. If the file properties box shows the preview tab, then the drive is supported by this driver. If only the general tab is showing that the drive is not capable of working with the new driver.
Okay, and that's all that the website is. It just has the one link there to download the CDFS VXD file. Now I'm going to go to where it says the directory.
Otherwise treated as WAV files. And rename C directory. This to go Windows C:\.
Okay. C:\.
Windows.
System.
Isubz period.
IOSUBSYS. So C:\Windows/System/IOSUBSYS. That's the directory you want to go to with Windows Explorer. And then you want to go to cdfs.vxd. And then hit F2 on that. And you want to rename that to maybe cdfs.old. Or cdfs.bak, and then just leave that, because there is a possibility, as it said, that this will not work for certain drives. So just to make sure, you don't want to lose out on this Windows file and not be able to use it at all. So once you've renamed that, then you're all set to continue. I'm going to close this website because I've already got this installed.
Jaws.
So the file that you'll have is cdfs.exe. When you open that up, it's a WinZip self-extractor. And it's already going to point the file to extract to the C:\Windows/System/IOSUBSYS. And it will already point to that, so you just have to hit enter on that. And it will put that file in there. At this point, you'll be able to use the tool. I'm not exactly sure, depending on your Windows operating system, whether you'll have to reboot or not. But you may want to do that just to make sure that it updates the driver. Now, I should mention that this tool will only work with CDs which are audio. So any CD that has data on it, like if it has something for a website, won't work with this tool. All you'll get is your regular CD, and you'll see why in just a minute. I chose The Ghosts That Haunt Me by Crash Test Dummies as our CD. We'll open Windows Explorer.
Exploring hard drive C review.
Okay, we'll hit left arrow.
Hard drives, audio CD D, closed.
Okay, it says audio CD D, closed. We'll hit tab.
List view, mono, 1 of 12.
Okay. Mono, 1 of 12.
Stereo. Track 01. Top.
Track 01.cda. Those are the actual files. And if we click on those, it'll actually play it right off here.
For screen set.
And it pulled up Winamp. Here.
Title equals 1. CD track 1. Winamp.
Okay. You can do that normal, so there's nothing special about that.
Mono.
So we have the mono and the stereo,
stereo
directory. We'll choose stereo.
List view 16-bit 1 of 2. List view 11,025 HZ 1 of 3.
Okay, those are your sampling rate choices.
22,050 HZ. 44,100 HZ.
Okay, we want the 44,100.
List view track 01. WAV 1 of 10.
Okay, here's the tracks. And I quite like track number 10.
Track 10.
So we just click on track 10.wave.
One.
And there's Winamp. It pulled up just as if it was a regular file on my hard drive. And you can skip through it just like normal.
I'm still young, but I know my days are numbered.
Okay. And if we like track 10, which I do, we hit Control C.
Copy selected text to clipboard.
Copy selected text to clipboard. And you can either, at this point, back out of this by hitting several backspace keys, or, in this case, I'll just open up another Explorer window.
Exploring. Hard drive C.
And I'll hit the
temp,
which
zero item.
There's nothing in my temp directory. That's what I use to store files just for a brief time. Now we're at my temp directory, and all I have to do is hit Control V to paste.
Paste the text from clipboard.
And it's copying that file right from the CD. You don't have to open up any special programs like ripping it or anything.
40 seconds remaining.
And it's telling you that that's the number of seconds remaining.
40 seconds remaining.
And that's basically what this tool does. There's no need to, and it's free, and you know, replaces, and if it works with your drive, then you'll be fine with it. And it also offers you, if you know ahead of time that you're creating something that doesn't need to be CD quality, you can choose 16-bit, or you can choose 8-bit, or you can choose the mono, and then the sampling rate. So if you know that you're not creating anything that needs to be CD quality, you can already choose the parameters you want without having to go into some editing program and resample. Okay, the file's done. So you don't have to open up any file editor or resample this or convert it to mono or whatever. So here's the file in my temp directory on my hard disk, and all I have to do is hit enter on this.
One, track.
And there's Winamp pulling up this file on my hard disk. So at this point, I could bring it in the SoundForge, cut the ends off, the silences off, I add echo, whatever I wanted to do to the file, or I could encode it to MP3. So this is just another way of moving your track from your CD. It may not be for everyone, but I certainly have uses for it. And there's certainly times when you'd want to use other programs. But for what this is, I find it pretty handy. So once again, the website for this tool is www.cdpage.com/compact_disc. That's with a C. _consulting/cdfsvxd. .html, and be sure to rename your cdfs.vxd file in the Windows/system/io/subsys directory before you go and download this file and click on enter and it replaces it. Just to make sure that you won't lose that file if it doesn't happen to work with your drive. But if you have most modern drives, it should work fine. So I just wanted to make you aware of this tool. It can save some time, save you from having to use other programs in certain circumstances. So I find that it has its uses. If you have any questions about it, you can email me, MatthewBullis@runbox.com. That's MatthewBullis@runbox.com. Thank you for listening.